This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 100.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show, to the 100th episode of the show, in fact. And if you're a regular listener to the Soulful PR Podcast, I just want to start with a big thank you for supporting the show. When I started back last November time, I really had no idea how it was going to pan out, whether I would still be here almost a year later. I didn't know whether I was going to be any good at it or whether I was going to be able to find suitable guests week in, week out. And it hasn't been easy at times. You know, it is actually really tough because now I broadcast twice a week. But I'm really glad that I stuck with it because I absolutely love podcasting and it's allowed me to connect with a new audience, which has been great. And the idea for the podcast really was inspired by being at New Media Europe last year. And there I was at this UK conference for people who are interested in digital media, which also hosts the UK Podcast Awards. And I was watching all these other people who were peers, I guess my peers, who were also bloggers and digital marketers. And they hadn't just talked about starting a podcast for years like I had, but they'd actually gone and done it. And I remember just sitting there and thinking, if these people can do it, then I can do it too. This time next year, I'm going to have my own podcast and I'm also going to be a finalist in these awards. Now, as it happens, the New Media Europe Awards were in June and the whole event was in June this year. So just kind of 8 months really after starting my own podcast, I did become a UK finalist. I didn't get to the end, I didn't win, but I was really honoured to be a finalist, having only been podcasting for a short while. So if you're listening and there's something you really, really want to do in your business, I hope you find that story inspiring, just a story about somebody thinking I could do that too and just doing it, because that's exactly what I did with that podcast. If you're new to the podcast or newish, then obviously do go back and have a listen to the podcast library. You've got 100 episodes now to choose from. And one of the things I'm going to do this week, the week this goes live, is put a page on my website with a list of all the back podcast episodes so you can easily go and find the ones which you think are relevant to you. So with that, I think it's on to the main part of the show. And what I thought I'd do to celebrate 100 episodes is just to talk about the things that I've learned over the past 100 episodes and how I've used those to help me grow in my business. So first off, the first thing that I think having a podcast, 100 episodes of a podcast has really helped me with is consistency. So just the discipline of showing up twice a week with a short solo episode on a Tuesday and an interviewed episode on a Friday has really, really helped me. I've always been reasonably good at being regular with my content schedule, but I'm a busy person like many of you are, and there would be times when I needed to write a blog post, but something else would come along and capture my attention. But when you've got a podcast and you know that you've got people who are going to email you on a Friday morning and say, hey, where's your podcast? It really does focus the mind. So it's really helped me with consistency. And when I look at my downloads, I can really see how that's paid off, because if you just keep doing something twice a week, you just keep showing up, then people will follow. So that's been absolutely great. So the second thing that 100 episodes of a podcast have taught me is that done is better than perfect. So when I first started out, and actually I sort of cringe at the idea of my first 8 or 10 episodes, but when I first started out, I used to get very worried about being perfect. So I would record things over and over again. And if the sound quality wasn't quite perfect, or if I made too many stumbles, I would go back and re-record. Now, I'm not saying that perfection isn't important, but I've got much more comfortable with the idea that it's okay to correct myself, that sometimes you're going to have a great interview where maybe the audio quality isn't as good as you'd hope. And maybe instead of binning it, I've gone to my editor and said, is there anything that you could do to help me with this? And we've managed to salvage it somehow. So I really have got better at being a bit kinder to myself, really, and not expecting myself to be perfect all the time. The other thing that I've really learned about with the podcast is outsourcing. So My podcast is actually the first thing that I've really seriously kind of outsourced, in the sense that I just send the files to my podcast editor, Igor. He gets on with it and sends it back to me. And that's involved quite a lot of trust on my part. I was lucky, I managed to get a recommendation from my friend Amanda Cook, who has the Worldpreneur podcast, and I've gone on to recommend Igor to various other people. But I think just putting that trust in somebody else to do a great job for me has helped me get more trusting about bringing new people on board. And as I record this, I've got two new people coming on board to help me with my social media, but also a new general VA. And I feel much more confident about doing that, having outsourced with my podcast. And if you're listening and you're interested in starting your own podcast, you might want to have a listen to episode 94, when I talk through the 7 steps that I took to start my podcast. I'm not proclaiming to be any expert whatsoever. These are just the things that I did that you might find useful. And also episode 61 with Colin Gray, the podcast host. He talks about how to start a podcast, and that's a really, really good one. The other thing that I've learned about through 100 episodes of a podcast is about community. And I really felt that in the summer when I was up for a UK podcasting award. And as part of the judging, what I had to do was get votes, basically. I had to get people to vote for me on Facebook and Twitter and via my email list, and asking them not just once, but sometimes several times to vote for me, and reminding them and nudging them. And I was overwhelmed really by the support from the community that had grown around the podcast, and how powerful that can be, because starting a podcast helped me to bring in a new audience, a more international audience, and all of that's been great. And I've now got nearly 3,000 people in my Facebook group. I've got this amazing community, the Soulful PR community, which I think has grown partly from my podcast, and lots of the people in the group do listen to the podcast regularly, and that's just amazing. And it's just, you know, it can be so powerful to have a community that you're building and you're working with, and you're helping each other. And certainly with the podcast awards, I could really see that in action. The other thing that I've really learned, well, it's actually been more of a reminder for me, because I knew this anyway, but when you're creating a podcast or a blog or a vlog or whatever it might be, the key thing is that it's not about you. So everything I create for the podcast, all the content I create, is about being valuable and being helpful. So when I'm thinking about what kind of content to record for my solo episodes, I'm always thinking about the questions that people ask me. So what do people email and ask me? What do people ask me in the Facebook group? What do people ask me at live events? So I'm using that all the time, basically like a running FAQ. And I think it's a real reminder when you're doing a podcast. And I've also found that quite interesting when it comes to booking guests. I've accepted, I think, one pitch for my podcast, and that's from Angela Henderson, who did the episode about how to put together challenges to build your email list. And that was because it was a really focused pitch and it was really, really specific. But I find when people pitch me generally for my podcast, it's often very kind of vague. Hey, this is what I do. I could talk to you about these kind of very broad and very vague topics. And what I've really learned about the podcast is that the episodes that go down the best are the ones which are really specific, when the listeners go away with a notepad full of ideas, full of links, full of tricks, full of apps that they can use. And a recent example, I think the most popular episode I've done so far, is episode 93 with Sarah Tasker about how to build your business using Instagram. And that one has just been so popular. And I think it's because it was just so specific and so practical. So when people pitch me for my podcast, I often say to them, I'm looking for a few things. The first thing I'm looking for is something really specific, something really practical. I want the listeners to go away with something really helpful that they can put into action in their business. I also want the person I'm interviewing to already have an established blog or vlog or podcast or some kind of content that they create. Now, that's not about having big names necessarily, although it can be nice to have big names and people have already got big audiences. It's more about having somewhere to send people. So if people listen to a great interview, like that interview with Sarah Tasker, what I don't want to do is to say, well, that was a great interview and kind of that's all, folks. What I want to then be able to do is to send them on to Sarah's blog or Sarah's podcast or the monthly tweet up that she does. So what I want to do is to be able to give people more value and more resources that they can use to help them in their business. And I guess plug some of the gaps that I can't help with, essentially. So that's really, really important. So When I'm thinking about guests, I'm always thinking about what's going to be really helpful to my audience. What would they really like to know about? What problems are they having? What challenges are they having? And having a podcast and having to come up with content ideas twice a week has really, really reminded me of that. The other thing that I've learned is, and again, this is probably more of a reminder for me, is to always be learning. So I've learned so much from some of the people that I've interviewed, and I've put into practice some of the things that they've said on the podcast episodes in my own business. So good examples are Jill Stanton in episode 33 from Screw the 9 to 5. Her episode was all about how to grow your business using Facebook groups. And until then, I'd always had Facebook groups, but I don't think I was really using them in the right way. And something clicked on that podcast and made me really rethink about the way that I was running my Facebook groups. And it's always been something I've really enjoyed, getting into communities and answering people's questions and really kind of talking to people and finding out what they're struggling with. So after that episode, I mean, since that episode, my own Facebook group has just completely skyrocketed and it's gone from about 500 to 3,000. So that's great. I learned a lot of tips from Nathan Chan, the Founder Magazine founder, and that was episode 55. And there were just lots of nice little practical things in there, like using apps like Email Hunter to find journalists' email addresses and that kind of thing. Obviously, I've already mentioned Sarah Tasker's, which is episode 93. I'm currently using a number of apps that she recommended to me. So Mosaico is one, so where you can actually kind of map out your Instagram grid, what it's going to look like over the coming week and move things around and sort of anticipate what it's going to look like. I've also been using, I think another one that she mentioned was A Color Story for my editing, which has been great. I've also been working with Sarah actually since that interview and she's been helping me. And also, I've been using some of her hashtag strategies as well. So that really, really inspired me, that episode. I also found the episodes with Matthew Kimberley. So that was episode 57 and Petra Foster, 71. I found those really, really useful. They were all about having sales conversations, which is something that I've always personally found quite challenging. And I picked up some great tips there about how to do discovery calls and how to just kind of have sales conversations. I mean, I'm brilliant at giving advice when it comes to pitching to the media, which is essentially, I guess, a form of sales. But personally, when it comes to asking people to hand over money, I've never been quite so good at that. So I picked up some great tips there, and you can too, if that's something that you find a challenge. And then recently, we had episode 97 with Genevieve Jaffe, and that was how to legally protect your business. And some of the conversations that I had, or some of the topics that we covered in that one, really inspired me. I've recently hired a lawyer to help me to improve the legal systems and processes in my business. So that really inspired me to take action. So having a podcast has been a reminder that while I'm providing learning opportunities for other people, I'm also learning too. And I learn so much from my guests. And I also learn so much from the people in my community. Lots of the people in the Soulful PR Facebook community are also podcast listeners, and I learn so much from them. The other thing that I've learned from having a podcast is just to ask, basically. So when I first started the podcast, I wanted to get some kind of quite high profile podcasters and internet marketers on there. And I found that I was a bit scared about asking them, really, but just asking, just sending people a pitch. I've been amazed how many quite high profile people have agreed to be interviewed for the podcast and have provided great value. So people like Chris Ducker, Natalie Sisson, Nathan Chan, Lou Mongello, Amy Schmittauer, and Joanna Penn have all been really, really great guests. And they were people that I kind of thought, oh, will they really say yes to me? And of course they did. And I just wanted to finish up by going through some of my favorite episodes. In fact, these are the most popular 10 episodes from 100 episodes. So if you want to catch up and go through the back catalogue, then these are good ones for you to do. So episode 93 is the top one. So that was Sarah Tasker on how to use Instagram to grow your business. So in second place was a bit of a surprise. That was episode 40, How Marie Kondo Changed My Business. Now, this one surprised me quite a lot, actually, but this was an episode. I'd read the book by Marie Kondo, which is called The Art of Tidying, and it's basically about how decluttering your stuff and basically getting rid of all your stuff or most of your stuff can really kind of help focus you in business and in life, or mainly in life, in fact. I'd read the book, been really inspired by it, and I had actually cleared out my house and got rid of loads of stuff, including most of my clothes. So I created an episode about the impact that had on the rest of my life. And I guess, I mean, I'll never know why that's come up as number two, but I guess Some of it might be SEO related. So people are searching for things about Marie Kondo and how Marie Kondo has changed their life. And my episode has been popping up, and people who maybe ordinarily wouldn't listen to the podcast have listened to that one. That's probably the only thing I can think, but I know lots of regular podcast listeners have said they like that one as well. In third place, we had episode 32, 5 PR ideas for your next product launch. And that wasn't really a surprise, because people are always asking me when they've got a new product or service or something new coming up in their business, how do I promote it? In fourth place, we've got how to build relationships with editors with Harriet Minter, who used to be the Women in Leadership editor at The Guardian. And lots of people said they love this one, because I basically wanted to do an episode where I talked to a journalist about what it's really like to be a journalist or an editor, and the fears that you have and the pressures that you're under. The aim really being so that when we're pitching to journalists, that we understand a little bit about what that person at the other end of our email is actually going through. And, you know, journalists can often be a bit brusque or short, and I just wanted people to understand a bit about how it might really be for them. And that proved really, really popular. Lots of people were saying that they felt like me and Harriet were just sitting around the kitchen table and having a chat, and they're often the best ones. The next was episode 33. So that's the one I mentioned, how to use Facebook groups to promote your business. That was Jill Stanton. After that was episode 75, how to become a Huffington Post blogger. So that one was in sixth place, and that didn't surprise me at all. That one was really, really popular, and lots of the people in the Soulful PR community that I deal with have become Huffington Post bloggers and have used that episode to help them. So if that's on your radar, then do have a listen to that episode. Just with the proviso, actually, that things have changed a little bit on the huffingtonpost.com, and actually now anybody can sign up as a blogger. You still need to really kind of push your content and make sure you're promoting it if you want it to do its work for you. But it's actually got much easier since I recorded that episode to become a Huffington Post blogger. Then in seventh place, episode 87. So how photography can help you create a memorable brand. That was with Julie Christie. And I'm not surprised that one was in there, because so many business owners I know ask questions about what kind of photos they should have on their website and how much they should pay for a photographer and all of that kind of stuff. Also tips on how to take better photos themselves. So I wasn't surprised that one did really well. Next up was episode 68, 3 non-spammy ways to promote yourself in Facebook groups. And I really created that episode because I was noticing, as my own Facebook group was getting bigger, that people were just kind of coming in, not introducing themselves, not interacting, and then just kind of spamming the group with stuff about their business or events they were running and all of that kind of thing. And people just don't like it. It's like walking up to someone in a networking do and just saying, "Hi, my name's Janet. Do you want to buy my course?" You just don't do that, do you? So in this episode, I shared a few ways that you can actually promote yourself and what you're doing without being spammy. And that one, it doesn't surprise me that one is really popular. Then ninth place, we had how to use webinars to promote your business. I do a lot of webinars, so it didn't surprise me that that one was in the top 10. And finally, episode 79 in 10th place, that was Maria Jan, Facebook advertising strategies that actually work. Now, I've invested for the first time a lot of time and money into Facebook ads recently, and it's really been paying off for me. And so that was a great episode where me and Maria, who actually works with me, we sat down and talked about some of my campaigns and what had worked well and what hadn't worked so well. And I think people found that really interesting. So I hope you found that useful. Just a bit of a recap really on some of the best episodes. You may have heard some there that you haven't managed to listen to yet, or if you're completely new to the show, that might give you a few ideas about where to start. But once again, I just wanted to say a big thank you to those of you who support the show and for telling your friends and colleagues about it. I am really so excited to be sitting here 100 episodes later, still going, still coming up with new content, and now talking to people about sponsoring the podcast, because it's starting to get that popular. So that's really, really great. So as ever, I do love hearing from you. So drop me a line at janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me at @Jan_Murray, or you can head over and find me over at Instagram at @JanMurrayUK. I absolutely love talking to people on Instagram. So do come over and find me there. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not come and join my Facebook community? It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.